An area junior ROTC squad performed well at a national event on Friday. According to a news release, the Smith Cotton High School JROTC Raiders Battalion finished third in the nation at the All-Service Raider National Championships at the Gerald Lawhorn Boy Scout Camp in Molina, Georgia. The Smith Cotton squad, which was defending its 2017 national championship, took second place in the 5-kilometer team run, third in both the rope bridge and gauntlet events, and fourth in the physical team test. Raider competitions are physical fitness and teamwork challenges that are considered the JROTC equivalent to the college-level Army ROTC Ranger competitions. Competing for Smith Cotton were cadets Miriam Allen, Morgan Arnold, Abriana Barnett, also Aaron Bilbruck, Sarah Bradbury, Dalton Butts, Hannah Fuji, Yulia Kalishnikova, also Anthony Crumroy Salvador, Tristan Perkins, Estrellita Quetzalcoatl, also Josefina Reyes, also Hayden Stock, Zachary Thornton, and Gene Walker. A tree removal project is scheduled to close a portion of a Pettis County roadway for several hours today. According to a release from the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, the project is scheduled to close Cherry Tree Lane between Route HH and Bolden Road from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists traveling in the area are advised to seek an alternate route and allow extra time to reach their destination. A Hallsville resident suffered moderate injuries in a traffic crash in Howard County on Saturday. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as 21-year-old Logan Lindsay reportedly failed to stop at his westbound vehicle at a stop sign and traveled through an intersection and struck a tree. Lindsay, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Howard County EMS to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment. The crash happened at about 4:30 a.m. at the intersection of Missouri Highways 124 and 240. A Lee Summit resident suffered minor injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Lafayette County on Saturday. A report from the Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as 22-year-old Christian Love reportedly lost control of his northbound vehicle in a curve. The vehicle traveled off the right side of the roadway and overturned. Love, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by EMS to Lafayette County Regional Hospital in Lexington for treatment. The crash happened at about 3:15 a.m. on Missouri Highway 131 in Wellington. A resident of Miami, Florida, has been charged with drug-related felonies for allegedly possessing a good-sized amount of a controlled substance after a traffic stop on I-70 in Cooper County on October 24th. A probable cause statement says the Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper located a laptop case which contained a vacuum-sealed package of cocaine, which weighed approximately 2.24 pounds. Arrested and transported to Cooper County Detention Center was Marco Skidanov. Online court documents say Skidanov has been charged with a Class B felony for trafficking drugs in the second degree and a Class C felony for possession of a controlled substance except 35 grams or less of marijuana. Skidanov's initial appearance is set for December 18th at Cooper County Circuit Court. KUMO News Time is 7:35. Memorial service for 95-year-old Catherine McAleer, formerly of Marshall, who died October 29th, will be held at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 73-year-old Patty Ann Bartell of Nelson, who died Friday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Tuesday services at Salt Fork Cemetery in Cooper County. Funeral service for 73-year-old DeWitt Campbell Jr. of Marshall, who died Friday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. Wednesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at noon. Burial with military rites will follow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.